Quick heads up, I do full chart readings at iamastrologyreadings.com if you want to go deeper. All right, let's get to it.
True.
How could somebody, what's an example of somebody not being able to look at, want to look in the mirror because of non-action? Can you think of an example? Mental?
Off the top of the head, I can't, because I, you know, well.
Hey, you want me to help you and everybody out here in listening land? It's easy. This question will be easy for everybody who hears me to answer. When you hear the question, when it comes to why you don't want to look in the mirror because of non-action, all you have to do is ask yourself, do you have anything you ever wonder, what if? Your what if question that you have sitting in your heart, you have that because of non-action. What do I mean? What if I would have did this? What if I would have did that?
Mm-hmm.
What if I would have insert your what if? Now, guess what, everybody? You got to take that shit to the grave with you for the most part.
True.
Hey, because that's an answer you will never be able to answer. What if when that my ex asked me for my phone number, I would have kept on walking?
What if
I would have left this person at this certain amount of time? Oh, let's take it off relationships. What if I would have buckled down in school and did my work and not skip out? Hey, let's take it to sports. What if I would have went to the gym and worked out and actually did what I had to do to be, where would I be? Would I have got that college scholarship? Would I be in the NFL or NBA or whatever? But now you're 37. You got to take that to the grave with your chief.
It's always the what ifs.
And that's always why you don't want to look in the mirror, because of non-action.
So true.
Now here's the question. Which one is harder? Non-action? Not being able to look out in the mirror because of non-action? Or because of knowing and acceptance?
I think they both are, my opinion, I think they both are hard.
Yeah, I agree with you. Pick one, Mr. Libra. Get off the fence. Well, how about you? Let's let the Libra think about that for a minute. Mental, which one do you think is harder to take to the grave with?
Probably accepting.
Knowing and acceptance?
Yeah. Because, you know, if you could always, if nothing bad turned out, if you like, okay, well, you know, what if I would have did this or what if I would have did that? You know, you look at the time period, you're like, well, I still turned out good. You know, no harm, no foul. But, you know, accepting that you just, or not just, but you did some heinous bullshit and you're trying to make shit right. Right. You feel me? You know, like maybe if it was like, physical injury that really fucked somebody else up. Drunk driving, for instance.
All right.
You know, if drinking had too many, that shit happened, you done killed somebody. Here we is 10 years later, you still thinking about that shit. You know, accepting that it's done. You know, you trying to right your wrongs. You know, I think accepting is harder than just wondering about a what if.
See, now you just gave the prime example of the reason why I said both was hard. You gave prime example. Because you could accept that, but you're still going to go to your grave with that what if question. What if I didn't drink? What if I didn't do drugs? What if I didn't do that and that person wouldn't have died? What if? What if?
So, well, I mean, we can put that question, we can insert that question for anything, though. I mean, really.
But what I'm saying is, you got to take the
hey, mental, you know, I like to take devil's advocate, play devil's advocate. So can I turn around and ask you, mental, do you think that's the problem with society? People don't ask themselves, what if, before an action?
I mean, that's one of the problems. That could be one of the problems, yeah.
Think about it. Hey, a lot of action is done, and a lot of people don't think of the consequences.
Yeah.
To said actions. But when I didn't use these words came out of y'all knowing and acceptance. But when y'all said that word, I didn't, the way you used it just now, mental, that's not how I was thinking. But, you know.
That's what I'm saying. Mental gave a prime example of how that could be two ways.
No, I'm saying that just that word, acceptance. He was saying acceptance of, hey, I drank, I killed somebody, now I gotta sit here and do 10 years. I gotta accept my consequences for that said action. That's not when y'all was using that word, that's not how I was thinking y'all was using it. Mine was a little different from how he just used it.
Right.
When you said y'all was saying acceptance, how you was thinking? What's that word bring to you, Rafiki?
Well, when that word was brought up, acceptance, mine was more along the line of accepting yourself for everything that you have ever, bad or good, accepting all of yourself is where I was taking. Accepting everything about every aspect of who you are. Because there's a saying out there, and the saying goes, everything that happens to you, I done forgot the saying.
Happens for you?
Yeah, everything that happens to you is actually for you, not against you.
So when y'all was using the word, hey, us acceptance, my mind went to, hey, y'all know how I always sign off, know thyself and balance your energy. So y'all said knowing and acceptance. So my mind went to knowing who you really are and accepting that shit for it. And what do I mean by that? It goes back to, hey, understand you're programmed. Get off the programming. Really know who you are and accept yourself for that. And the reason, hey, could some, then my mind went to, hey, the reason some people can't look themselves in the mirror is because they know that's not them, that they twisting themselves into a pretzel to try to be accepted by others.
Mm. But here's the thing about it is,
You like how I went there with that, I'm Rafiki. Hey, see, think about it, though.
Why should we accept what people say about us? Why should we accept that?
We shouldn't, but that's the programming. That's how the Matrix is set up.
You got to accept the things that you've done. You got to accept you. You got to learn to accept yourself.
Okay, Rafiki, what do I mean by that? I'll give you an example. What if you are born to a family of athletes? And you don't like sports. You're good at, and you're actually good at it if you go outside and play. But in all actuality, you want to be an actress or actor, does someone know themselves that much and accept themselves that much to look at their family and say, hey, even though I can go out here and dominate these people on this court, I ain't doing that shit. I'm going to.
Some can do that. Some can't do that.
Yeah, and see, and that would go towards the wanting to be accepted by others.
There you go. So
and if you, I mean, for one, your parents or and your family have to accept that that's not what you want to do.
Yeah, but that I hear y'all, but as you look out in this matrix, what do y'all see?
Yeah, that's happening. Yeah, I mean,
What do you see?
You see it that the people will they're influenced by their family because they're programmed. They can't think on their own.
Is that why? Could I ask the question? Is that why some people struggle to look in the mirror?
Very well possible.
If you like these daily horoscopes and want one personalized for you, same style, 3 minutes, about your chart, you can book a first impression reading at iamastrologyreadings.com for $25 and I'll record it, drop it right here on the feed. Tips is also welcome, even $1 helps. Full deep dive readings also available. Cash App, Venmo, PayPal, all at I Am Astrology Readings. My brother's gotta eat too. I appreciate you in advance.